This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
America, 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 you are so grand and golden. Oh, I wish I was deep in America tonight. America, America, I watched David Letterman in Australia. Oh, America, you are so grand and golden. I wish I was on the next flight to America. Captain Christofferson, Buck Sergeant Newberry, Leatherneck Jones, Sergeant Cash. What an army, what an air force, what a Marines, America. Never served my country. America, America. Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iran. Native America, America. Well, everyone's allowed a past. They don't care to mention America, America. It's hard to rouse a hog in Delta, and it can get tense around the Bible Belt. America, lucky suckle teeth on this tall pig knuckle meat. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough to eat.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. So starting off the show, we heard an awesome track from the brand new Bill Callahan album. It's called Apocalypse, and you heard the track called America, and it's out on Drag City Records. Just came out a couple weeks ago, and definitely pick it up on vinyl. It's a fantastic album. Another solid album from Bill Callahan. He's definitely one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters. If you're not too familiar, he used to be under the name Smog, and then recently, in the past couple of years, he kind of moved to this kind of a all-American troubadour type finger plucking of guitar songs, and he dropped the moniker of Smog, and now he's just Bill Callahan, and it's been that way for the past couple albums. This is his third album under the moniker, or just under the name Bill Callahan. If you're not familiar, he used to be from Chicago, now he lives in Austin, Texas. He's really, really interesting dude. If you read some interviews with him, he's really, like, really kind of mysterious and enigmatic. He'll only answer questions with, like, I don't know, sometimes one word answers, and is just really, I don't know, just check out some interviews with him. He has some pretty funny answers sometimes. Anyways, like I said, I'm going to be on air till 1 a.m. this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. And check out the website, canadapostrock.ca, for some more info, playlists, and podcasts and stuff. And don't forget to head to citr.ca. So in this next set, you can hear a couple of tracks from the Sub Pop label. They have some new stuff from Jay Maskus, the frontman from Dinosaur Jr., has got a new solo album called Several Shades of Y. And it's kind of a slower, kind of a acoustic-y type album. Really, it's really nice. You can hear a track, well, the title track of the album, which is called Several Shades of Y. And this features Sophie Trudeau, I do believe from Montreal, and also from Godspeed, appearing on this track. She's doing some violin work on this album. It's a really, really awesome album, and the artwork is freaking amazing. It's done by a guy named Mark Spusta, and he did his previous album, Farm, well, from Dinosaur Jr., and he's done all kinds of artwork. It's really, really recognizable. The artwork almost, I don't know, kind of seems alive with the textures. So yeah, after Jay Maskus, you're going to hear something from a longtime kind of slow-moving, slow-core group known as Low. They're also out on Sub Pop, and they have a new album called Come On, and you can hear a track called Especially Me, which features the vocals of Mimi Parker. She's very predominant on this track, I should say. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, and right here on Canada Post Rock, this is Jay Maskus, followed by Low. Thank you.
I make it through, I'm running, stop the twisting. Way I steered us, I'm losing just to give in. Help me not dwell on the dead. How about the thank you.
It makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a really nice track from a band called Low. Those guys have been around for a long time and they're based out of Minnesota. They've released several albums out on Cranky Records and Sub Pop. And their latest is an album called Come On. And you heard a track called Especially Me. Features a track that's predominantly the vocals of Mimi Parker. Really, really nice album. Definitely pick it up. And I'm not even sure if it's worth mentioning, but it's actually an interesting fact about that band is they're actually practicing members of the Mormon faith, which is pretty interesting, but it absolutely has no effect on their music, in my opinion. I don't believe they sing about their religion too much. But anyways, prior to Low, you heard some new stuff from Jay Maskus. New album is called Several Shades of Why, and that was the name of the track that you heard, and it features Sophie Trudeau on a violin. This album also came out on Sub Pop Records, so pick it up if you have a chance. And the show is Canada Post Rock that you're currently listening to, and I'm going to be on air till 1 a.m. this afternoon, or this evening, and I keep saying afternoon. And if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 822-2487, and I'll be more than likely to meet any requests. But right now, we're going to move to Eastern Canada, well, Eastern Canadian label, and you can hear a couple of tracks from the Constellation record label, a favorite on this particular show. I constantly play stuff from this label. Anyways, it's pretty fitting for the title of the show. Anyways, you can hear some new stuff from Eric Chenault. He's a really nice singer-songwriter based out of the Toronto area, and he has a new album out called Warm Weather with Ryan Driver. And you're going to hear a track off of that called Cold Dream, the closing track on the album. After that, you can hear something from a group called Siskiyou, and I do believe this features members of Great Lakes Swimmers. You're going to hear a track off the brand new album, a song called, let me see, I do believe it's called Never Ever 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 Again. So pick up these albums out on Constellation Records. They always have some really nice vinyl presentations on their albums. So pick them up if you get a chance. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Eric Chenault, followed by Siskiyou.
No. Fresh Media presents Remixology 5 Digital Democracy. Wednesday, April 27th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Waldorf, 1489 East Hastings Street. Inquiring minds need to discuss. Connecting and collaborating matters. Vancouver needs a launchpad for media innovation, and this is your opportunity to be a part of it. Remixology 5 will feature a panel of media professionals who will give presentations and lead an interactive question and answer session. The evening will also feature mingling, music, and a cash bar. Tickets are now available. Don't delay. The last Remixology sold out in advance. To secure your spot, go online to remixology5.eventbrite.com. To learn more, search for Fresh Media on Facebook.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a track featuring members of the Great Lakes Swimmers, a new project called Siskiyou, and you heard a track off of it called Never Ever Ever Again, and was a new album released on the Montreal's Constellation Records. Prior to that, you heard another Constellation release, new album from Eric Chenault out of Toronto, is called Warm Weather with Ryan Driver. You heard the closing track on the album called Cold Dream, also released on Montreal's Constellation Records. And I got about 25 minutes left on the program, so we're going to try to fit in as much as we can. And I usually play some pretty heavy experimental stuff on the program. This is what we're going to get into right now. We're going to hear some more stuff from Montreal, and something from a composer named Isaiah Cicerelli. And he's featured on the Montreal label called Actuel CD. They put a lot of creative jazz and experimental music. You can hear a piece that he wrote for strings that's simply called Solo Number 3. And this is featured on the album called, it's in French, so I'm going to butcher it, but it's called Brevers de Prisments. And you can check out some more info at actuelcd.com. It's kind of a longer track. It's around 7 minutes, but it's really, really nice, and I really hope you enjoy it. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is something from Isaiah Cicerelli.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And that was an interesting piece from Isaiah Cesarelli, track called Solo Number 3, which is taken from the new release out on Actuel CD. Check out some more info at actuelcd.com. You're currently tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Got about 20 minutes left on the program, and we're going to go with some more music featured on the Actuel CD label. And you can hear a track called, well, an album from a trio of artists named Daniel and Polarity and Roger. That's their last names. And they collaborated to make this really interesting concept album. Well, I don't know if it's a concept album, but it's an album dedicated to the three ships of Christopher Columbus. Pinta, Nina, and Maria is the name of the album. And you're going to hear a track from the Maria section of the album. You're going to hear... Well, it's just an excerpt. The whole piece is around 15 minutes. You're going to hear about the last 6 minutes of the entire piece. The full album is about 47 minutes, and you can check it out at actualcd.com. So I'm going to play this track, and I'll get back to you and play some more music. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Daniel Pailardi and Roger.
Thank you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and what you're currently hearing is the end of an album by Daniel Pilardi and Roger called Pinta, Nina, and Maria, and it came out on the Actual CD record label. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and check out some more info at canadapostrock.ca. If you didn't quite hear what I said, I kind of mumble sometimes and ramble, so check out canadapostrock.ca and you can find out all the playlists and podcasts and stuff like that. And don't forget to head to CITR.ca for all the latest CITR info, how to get involved, schedule, and just everything related to CITR. So, like I said, I'm going to be doing kind of a post-record store day special. I'm going to try to play some of the stuff that I picked up on record store day. Fortunately, I could only fit in one track, but it's a long one, and it's a good one, from a really awesome noise project called Death Unit. This is based out of New York, and it features Carlos Giaffoni, who is a very gritty and abrasive electronic noise artist. He has a really kind of hypnotic and repetitive style, and has put out some stuff on the No Fun record label. He's also featured in Death Unit, as well as a drummer named Chris Corsano, and he's got a really crazy flailing, kind of like Hella and Flying Luttenbachers type style of drumming. And he's also featured in Death Unit. Chris Corsano is also in, he also does some work with Sir Richard Bishop, as well as Six Organs of Admittance. And he was also part of the touring lineup for Bjork's 2007 album called Volta. But he's also featured on this album. And it also features two other guys I'm not too familiar with, but their names are Trevor Tremaine and Brian Sullivan. But anyways, together they make up Death Unit. They put out stuff on New York's Hospital record label and the Important record label. That's what they're called. They're called Important. So you're going to hear a 15-minute track called Infinite Death Part 1. It's a really intense track. I don't want to leave you with it this evening. So stay tuned. I'll be back next week, and stay tuned to CITR all the time for some great music. I'm going to be here next week with some more stuff, so stay tuned. But right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is something from Death Unit.